Now wait a minute.
You know, these days, too many things have been feminized by the woke liberal media.
Yeah.
We live in a time where everything has been feminized now. All right, they're even trying to feminize voting. Well, we're not going to allow today. All right, we're putting fighting into voting. We are going to make votes that fight each other. Your vote will punch out somebody else's vote, and then only the vote that's left standing still counts. That's where we're taking things in 2025. Your votes are going to have special abilities. They're going to have powers, elemental affinities, spiritual affinities, philosophical affinities, and those will be represented in the way that your vote looks, expresses itself, and behaves.
If not for the magic, you would just be describing feudalism. So I'm glad that you added the powers and all that other stuff.
But
otherwise,
there wizards?
You know.
Wasn't there? No, there were wizards. Come on, there were wizards. We all know the wizards were real.
I've seen Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Game of Thrones took place in real life.
Gamer Thrones.
Yeah. That was just England in 1200s or something, right?
Yeah. Zombies.
The zombies are still there.
Yeah.
they never left.
Here is the chart about the zombies there. It goes up. The amount of zombies has gone up over time.
But you know what? Those zombies...
They assimilated.
You know what those zombies do?
What do they do?
They do something important.
They exercise their right.
Vote!
Yeah, that sounds right.
We're here to do today. We're here to vote!
This election, which will be, I do truly believe, the most important election of our lifetime.
This is the most important election of our lifetime.
This is the most important election. Don't you hear that?
This is the most important election in our lifetime.
I certainly think it's the most important election of my lifetime.
This is the most important election of our times.
Politicians say every time, this is the most important election. This one's really that important.
We've never been more excited. We've never been more pumped to exercise our free choices. There's nothing quite like taking down the systemic evils of bureaucracy, of control, of just all of the malevolence at the heart of our world.
Voting.
Yeah.
Right here on the most important election of our lives. I'm Kennedy Cooper. Welcome back once again. We've got, of course, Brandon Buchanan on the panel, as always.
Hi, how's it going?
We've got Andrew Fields, our statistician here, of course.
Vote. Statistically speaking, you should vote.
That's fucking true. And we've got our guest tonight, Audrey from Radio Free Topag. What's up?
Hello, everybody. It's important to exercise your rights while you still have them.
I hate you because you're right.
RFTB stands for Rights Forgotten Tote Bag or something now.
Really fucking trenchant branding.
Right. It stands for Right for Tote Bag.
It stands for Help Me. Help us all.
Rights for trans bitches.
Yeah.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
Make that. Radio Free Tote Bag, we've already had Nano on here, and so folks listening at home, you should already be listening to Radio Free Tote Bag, but if you're not,
collect them all like Pokemon.
If you're not, what the hell? And also, Audrey, give everyone 30 seconds of why they should get it together.
You do not realize how long 30 seconds is. That's an incredible period of time that you've given me to discuss this.
30 ways to Radio-
30 seconds of time. Go.
Radio Free Tote Bag is a show about relationships where you can write in with your questions, queries, quandaries, problems with your metamor. If you got some of those, you write into our show and we give you heartfelt relationship advice with a goofy twist.
Wacky.
You know, sometimes you feel like you and the person that you're with are from two different worlds. Maybe
yes.
Your real world and they're from like a digital world. How can
that's
that
right
work wrong? Yeah,
questions like that answered on Radio Free Topaz.
Exactly. My Digimon partner won't Digivolve, and like I'm just like, you got to get the tags and crests, my guy. You gotta figure out what you're good at. You got to figure out what's at the core of your being, and then you'll find a little piece of stone that slots into a necklace, and then you can proceed.
My Digimon responding to me, you actually don't need the crest if you would just figure out what's really inside of you.
That's right.
Cut out, and so they kind of throw it back in my face. I don't, you know, who's right here?
Okay, I'll just say I did Pokemon, not Digimon. There's a Pokemon you have to turn your counselor upside down to evolve. Like, while it's leveling up, you have to turn your 3DS or your Switch upside down.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Yes. What? Yes, Kennedy. Kennedy, this is new information to you. I will tell you. I will torture you more. I will torture you in private messages after this. You will be tortured. You will hate it. I will
love a video game mechanic that requires an accelerometer. Love that.
Honestly, same.
Wii bowling. Come on.
The Wii. Okay, I was hovering on mentioning the Wii just there. the
Wavelength,
Wii,
baby.
Wii, truly the greatest video game console ever made.
I got it on launch.
I'm sorry.
Camped out for that shit.
It's 3DS from Hey Kennedy. It's 3DS.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever get a modded Wii that would play?
No, because
all
I'm a loser. Yes. I should have, but I'm a loser. Yes. No. Maybe I should have been a winner.
You were in hog heaven.
Yes, my buddy had the thing where he had a hard drive.
Okay, fine.
That's what I had.
Okay, the only
bit of shovelware for that fucking console.
That's right.
Let's just make it canon. The only reason why I don't appreciate the Wii is because I'm a loser. That's canon now.
That's fine. Yeah.
With access to the entire catalog of Wii games, we played almost nothing but Wii Sports.
Right. Oh, God. That's
correct.
Why.
That's correct.
Yep. Oh, God. There's a reason why.
I bought Red Steel on launch, and I beat that game, and needlessly difficult, almost entirely because of the control scheme.
Right.
Yeah, I played Red Steel.
A couple of those games just actually suck.
Red Steel was one of those games to where everybody knew before the Wii came out that a game where you could use your remote as a sword would be the most based game of all time.
Exactly.
Like people would say, you played that Star Wars. Yeah. If they made a game where you could just use the lightsaber and slice people, it would be the greatest game ever made. So Red Steel was the attempt to make that game. And nobody realized that, like, actually, you don't want to do that with your hand.
No.
You actually don't want
to. It's just a hard game to make good, too.
Yeah.
You just do this. Just fucking whip shit around.
Whipping your shit around. It turns out you look and feel like a dork in real life. And after Red Steel came out, almost no one has tried it again because they made the game every nerd wanted. And it turned out,
it turns out that what you need to make that game good is also 1 to 2 years of fencing lessons.
Uh-huh.
So that you don't look like a fucking idiot.
Actually, I've had that. So I should track this game, actually. Like, I've actually had that, so I should try Red Steel.
I mean, if you make it a rhythm game, you make it the only game worth having on the Oculus. You make Beat Saber.
Yeah, Beat Saber's cool.
And I heard that Red Steel 2 was better.
I vote for Beat Saber.
Okay.
But no one played it.
Yeah. Bad taste in everybody's mouth.
Yeah, exactly.
The Resident Evil 4 port for Wii was actually very good as well. Because you're like...
No, I like Carl.
Yeah, that was good. That was the shit.
Yeah, that ripped.
How do we get here? We're supposed to be talking about Digimon.
The power of editing! Thank you, our editor.
We all voted for the Wii. You didn't ask for it, but you got it.
Yes, my vote matters.
Could probably make some kind of
yes, but maybe for another time. Which president, Nintendo Wii? Let's move on.
Yeah, which president is most likely?
I don't know anything about Digimon. Let's talk about Digimon so my mind can be educated about this.
Audrey, what made you want us to talk about Digimon today? It's something that you love. Why?
Well, I got put on the spot. You were like, pick a fandom, damn it. And I was like, well, I have a show about one, so I should probably do the one that I have a podcast about as a way of cross-pollinating audiences. If you catch my drift, check out Data Transfer anywhere you find your podcast.
I want you to convince me by the end of this podcast that I was wrong to picking Pokemon my life. I need you to convince me.
You're going to find out today because Digimon is the superior. It's about stakes. It's about stakes.
Now, prove me wrong. I'm the Pokemon fanatic. Prove me wrong.
Ash Ketchum
shows
up and he gets his Pikachu, and that's great. We're having a good time. He gets the Charmander. Yeah. That's fine. Everything's cool. Charmander's in peril. The stakes are his little fire, his tail's gonna go out, and he's gonna die.
He's gonna die.
The fate of the fucking of two universes rests on the shoulders of Taichi Kamiya. Because they're very cute monsters.
Okay.
By season two, I have openly wept twice. Recording for Data Transfer. It's so sad. Wormmon gets kicked in the face. It's bad.
Okay, well, let's talk. Okay, let's get into details.
Even if you're a big fan of Pokemon, you would probably acknowledge the narrative of Pokemon is not so important.
Like, I've also been convinced by a co-worker, that... who grew up on Digimon? Digimon is more ethical than Pokemon. I'm willing to make that point.
It's a willing partnership between two destined beings. You got a bunch of pairs of destined beings that work together to influence the fate of two whole worlds.
That's more than one in three-fourths worlds. Amazing.
Because, like, in Pokemon, he wants to be... It's all in the theme song, baby. I want to be the very best. Yeah. Like, no one ever was. Yeah. I want to go, and I want to become the greatest Pokemon trainer of all time. Yeah. In Digimon, they don't tell you shit in the theme song. It's just digital monsters, and then it explains to you that they are, in fact, the champions.
Yeah, they have to... we know that they have to change into digital champions to save the digital world. Exactly. Doom, doom, doom. Yeah, I remember that much.
Digimon, a pretty deep show.
It's a lot. There's a lot going on in there.
There's a lot going on. I found this fascinating though. As I alluded to in the opening bit, Digimon was originally created as like a Tamagotchi rival before the show.
Yeah.
And it was
a Tamagotchi.
It was created to be the masculine Tamagotchi.
Exactly.
It was supposed to be the Andrew Tate of Tamagotchi.
They were looking at some guy in 1997, well, more accurately, 1995 or 1996, that was like, they're softening our boys with these Tamagotchis.
What you get? I had a Nano Baby was my Tamagotchi. I had the off-brand one. That's a human child, and it passed away, and I buried it in the backyard.
So when my mom wants to embarrass me, she reminds me that how when I was a little one, when Tamagotchi was a thing, I would have a bunch of them. Tamagotchi.
You called it a Tamagotchi, and that's a
Tamagotchi. Absolutely.
Tamagotchi. I had a bunch of them, and you could just hear it clinging, that's the word I want. And like, that's something she brings up whenever she wants to embarrass me. I loved it.
And also, you've got to remember that Tamagotchi even was considered a more masculine counterpart to raising an animal. You know, when you get tired of it, you just drop the shit down and walk off.
We are focused this episode. We are razor focused.
Yeah,
hyper focused on the goal here. So We're doing fine. Audrey, what else do you like about Digimon, though?
Okay, so we got the stakes. It's like everything that's happening is more important than whatever's happening to Ash Ketchum over there in Pallet Town. The other thing that's great, the character designs, I find to be more compelling. Maybe not the Gen 1. Like, the Gen 1 Pokemon shit is pretty unassailable design-wise. But then, like, it just feels more... Like, the most threatening Pokemon in Gen 1 is probably Charizard. I think we can all agree. He's a dragon. His tail's on fire. That's pretty intense. Greymon just is that from, like, the third episode and just, like, becomes that routinely. You've got a giant wolf. You've got a giant phoenix. You've got a walrus with a horn that turns into a missile. Like... I love the character designs. And, you know, to me, I just bought the hype harder because I think the marketing was a little stronger on it in the States, too. Because, like, I was assailed with commercial after commercial being like, Digimon, you got to get into it. Let's go. Fox Kids, Channel 19 in Cincinnati, WXIX, get in here and watch this shit. To the point where I made my parents get me a portable television so that I could watch it on the way to my piano lessons that my sister scheduled for Saturday morning for me because she hated me.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. That's a Tramagotchi.
That's a Tramagotchi.
That's a Tramagotchi.
That's a Tramagotchi.
Tramagotchi sounds like a pranked... But it's much worse. Like a...
Tramagotchi.
Like a Tramagotchi, and the person is weeping that's like you're saying this to, like they've just been, you've just put them through like the worst 24 hours of their whole life. Yeah, that's a show that'll probably exist. Mr. Beast, are you listening? Mr. Beast.
No, stop. We cannot release this episode. We cannot release this episode. Editor, do not release this episode, please. Mankind will be doomed. Anyways.
Do you think about it, linking up two devices and battling your monsters,
yes.
Voting.
Yeah, of course.
It's just no. Voting.
No,
it's
I'm
voting. It's
resist.
Voting with your bits.
I don't, please,
voting
please.
With your giggle bites.
Please, take those sentences back.
What if you know? And of course, the Supreme Court let us all digivolve our votes with cash a few years ago.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, yes. Yeah.
Is there anything else that in particular?
You're like pushing me. Anything else I love about it?
I'm just saying. Is there anything else you would say as like a highlight? If you're trying to sell Andrew.
Okay.
Here.
Yeah.
Because
okay.
Pokemon's still better, by the way. So. Outdo me. Beat me. You sure beat me.
Okay. All right. So let's take a look at the cast of characters and what can be, what you can read, like who you can identify with.
I love fifth gen. That's the best story. Fifth gen. And
you see, now let's just compare the first seasons because I was seven.
Okay, yeah,
when those things were
fair,
going
that's
on,
fair,
and that's when
fair,
I was
fair.
There.
You know what? Let's do this.
Survive this.
Yeah.
You got Ash Ketchum.
Okay.
You got Misty, who the fuck knows what her last name is. And you
Misty,
got Brock.
Misty, Brock.
So you can be a little twink with a Pikachu. You can be a girl with some water Pokemon.
Yeah.
Or you can be a dude, like a kind of a taller guy with some rock Pokemon, right?
Okay.
You need a Graveler. You have seven different children in the Digimon universe that you can identify with. There are seven archetypes presented to you. There's the little brother. They're actually eight because they find the eighth child in the middle of the first season. They find
Give
Kari.
Us the rundown. I want the name and the...
Oh, yeah.
The brief synopsis of each of the seven.
Ty wears goggles, is the leader,
is
paired up with Agumon.
Okay,
I know those two. Yes.
Yeah.
His whole deal is that he's courageous. He is the crest of courage.
Okay.
Then you got Matt, who's his best friend, but they have this like intense rivalry. And
Yeah.
Our headcanon on that show is that Matt is trans on data transfer. We always talk about how Matt has T-boy swag. And he's paired up with Gabumon. He has the crest of friendship, but he also has some like leadership qualities that Ty doesn't have. And so there's this interesting conflict between the two of them where it's like who's really the leader? Who should we really pay attention to? Matt has better ideas sometimes, but Ty's a little more brash, right? So you've got that interplay there. You've got Sora, who has the crest of love and totally got shafted character design-wise. They were basically like, we need another girl, and did Sora, and it's kind of hard.
Every time you say Sora, I think of Kingdom Hearts. Let's continue on.
You've got TK. Oh, and Sora is paired up with Bioman. You've got TK, Matt's little brother. His whole deal is that there's a still of him with a submachine gun in the Japanese version that I didn't watch that episode, but the child has a gun. That's the other thing that's cool about Digimon. Oh, yeah. Kids have guns in it.
Oh, yeah, right, like cool. Pokemon, they had that one band episode with the gun.
You have guns occasionally in Pokemon, too, allegedly. Okay.
Allegedly. To say. That's for real.
All right,
we have so many more children. Izzy has Tentomon. He's the smart one. He's on the computer all the time. He has the poster spirit. There's Joe, who rapidly became one of my favorite characters. His is the crest of reliability, and he's paired up with Gomamon, who's a little seal guy who can summon fish.
All right.
The goat, the greatest of all time, Digimon is actually Gomamon because he has rescued the group innumerable times. He's just an incredible utility player, doesn't get the love he deserves. We've got Mimi, who is a fashionista and is super cool. She has a pink cowboy hat. She has the crest of kindness, and she is paired up with Palmon, who's a little like little plant creature that can shoot vines out of her fingers.
Okay.
And then there's Kari, who has Gatomon, who is basically just an adult human woman in the form of a cat.
I have many questions, but continue.
Please.
No, I do not want to ask any of these questions. I just want you to know I have questions. I will never ask these questions.
The Sonic fans got questions. All right, keep going.
Don't call me out like that. Continue.
But you got this. You got this wonderful cast of characters, and you get to see, you get to see more of yourself in one of them. It's more specific. The show is more specific as well. Pokemon's like very broad, I find, in its storytelling. Digimon gets a little more granular, a little more, You know what I'm saying.
Who do you see yourself in?
Gosh. I think I'm coming around to see myself as Yole from season 2, actually, as we watch through the series. That's cheating. From the 7. Okay. From the 8 children from the first
seven.
From the first season.
We just turned the shit out of these characters. Don't switch it up.
Why don't I do season 2 too? Let's go. Let's do 15 kids. if I gotta pick one, I'm gonna pick Mimi because she's an icon. She's a diva. She's everything that I want to be.
And Palmon.
Palmon, total ripper. She digivolves into a giant fucking cactus with boxing gloves. So basically a cactar, the coolest thing from Final Fantasy.
This cactus Pokemon, by the way.
That took a while. There was no cactus Pokemon.
No, Kennedy was Gen 2. Okay, I can't use Kennedy knows what they are as an excuse. Okay, fine. You win. He's Gen 3. Okay, let's continue on the episode.
So today we're talking about parallel worlds. Secrets that must be guarded. The need to preserve something.
Yeah.
To maintain order.
Yeah.
Why I heard they even know her.
Which of course means we're also talking about the John Birch Society today. The John Birch Society being basically the forces behind a lot of things that are going on right now. Trump's father, former former high-ranking member of the John Birch Society.
Everyone old that you know of now that's in any of these organizations has roots in the John Birch. Before there was a Tea Party, just before there was a Heritage Foundation, before there was the family, going back to even before the Kennedy era, back to Dwight Eisenhower, the John Birch Society existed, and they have just kind of seen a global I mean, if you say global conspiracy to destroy American sovereignty with a one world government, though that barely feels new anymore, but it was at one
point. I love living in America.
Somebody had to have the idea to destroy America's sovereignty and form a one world government. Somebody had to have the idea.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Before this was a bunch of different groups' ideas, it was one specific group's idea, the John Birch Society, who definitely thought that we needed to do stuff like curb immigration and communism, and that this was a spiritual war against the devil itself.
How many children are in the John Birch Society?
Probably a lot.
At least 18. Look, as the math guy, at least 18. Probably so more than 19.
I don't think I'm allowed to explicitly say that the John Birch Society captures children and takes them to another world, but I'm going to allow that implication to just sort of openly exist for the rest of the episode.
Kennedy, you just sound like a politician right now. Stop it.
They've been causing chaos in the digital world for as long as there has been one.
That's true.
Yeah. When you think about like misinformation online, it all starts with the John Birch.
The John Birch Society was doing online misinformation before there was an online. Mm. Think about how hardcore you've got to be for that.
You have to buy equipment. You have to print shit.
I don't like the words that are being played here. I don't like the things, the discussion. I don't like the words.
One of the early big John Birch Society guys at one point said, and I don't think this was an idle claim, but he had had over 10,000 different people come to meetings in his house over some 5 years or something like that.
I'm on Grindr. I have at least that many people over to my
house. I don't think that was an idle claim. That is basically like trying to do social media before social media, to just be like,
yeah,
a million people in my living room every month, bring new people through constantly, you know.
I don't like this information.
The John Birch Society was kind of arguably creating a digital world before there was one. when we think about, especially in the sense of, like, you know, we think about like the post-truth society, right? That we live in now, where
information collapse.
Right, we're in total information collapse. It's totally unclear what's real and not anymore. Anyone can just kind of say anything, and there will just be people to take it at face value. Trust me, I know. I post dumb shit on the internet all the time.
Yeah, sometimes you take it from me, with all my permission, but still.
The John Birch Society, again, really at the heart of a lot of this deviating from accepted scientific norms, educational groundwork, that kind of stuff. They really laid the framework to begin that, and put into place a lot of the stuff that's going on today. Like I say, Fred Trump was a prominent member, which seems, I don't know. It's like something, maybe.
Yeah. Seems important.
A lot of the people that were the architects of the Reagan era were members. A lot of people that were architects of the Bush era were members. There's something to this. Now, the John Birch Society has mostly kind of, I don't think it's entirely gone away or anything, but it's mostly kind of just become kind of a foundation upon which other things are built. To a large extent, and isn't quite as relevant now as it once was in some ways. But that's only because the Republicans have completely, you know, are just accomplishing all their goals, which is terrifying.
Right, yeah.
Right? So...
Yes, I'm terrified. Good job, Republican.
End game. They're approaching the end game.
Kill me.
So the idea of a new world order kind of comes from John Birch Society.
Hmm.
A lot of anti-Semitic conspiracies come from the modern anti-Semitic conspiracies, obviously not. There's older ones, too. Come from the John Birch Society. Just a lot of things that, you know, have risen up in the shadows of our world and then sort of taken hold, much like how in Digimon, there are times where the digital world can no longer be held back because no one's being responsible enough. And now it's spilling over into the real world and having terrible fucking consequences.
Yeah, Myotismon fucking tore a rift
in
between the worlds. Yeah, you don't know about Myotismon. He's the shit. He's the twinkiest vampire outside of Edward Cullen. And
out of control. None of those words are in the Bible.
Tramagotchi is in the Bible, however.
Tramagotchi's in the Bible.
Yeah. I remember Song of Psalms. Yeah, Tamagotchi's in there.
Yeah, much like John Birch himself, Myotismon employs his nightmare wing attack to deploy bats to attack his enemies.
Would you call him the Batman?
You could, but there's some very specific connotations with a Batman.
Yeah, like bats.
Oh, like Bat Boy.
Okay.
That's closer to Bat Boy, if I'm to be perfectly
honest. Okay, fine. Continue.
Yeah, so I've got a few little topics for us to discuss today that sort of merge our two worlds. Digimon and the John Birch Society.
Get isekai'd into the John Birch Society.
Oh, God. Yikes.
Into one world.
So, I'm going to kick this off with a pretty easy one. Maybe not, actually. I don't know. Digimon are real. It's announced suddenly. Okay.
Yeah.
What's the first executive order Trump signs about them?
Okay. I'm thinking that the digidestined Digimon, the ones that are like paired off with the kids, separated from the children and put into they're renditioned immediately.
A new child separation policy.
Yeah, I hate you because you're right.
Just renditioned to fucking El Salvador within minutes.
Wow.
I've got the exact opposite. Trump creates a strategic digi reserve by investing money directly with Trump. Something number go up. He won't be too specific. It's just a new reason to give your money to Trump.
Like, yeah. I agree with our guests, but also number go up. I'm not sure which one.
I have not found this administration to be too particularly interested.
I really like both of these. I'm leaning a little towards Audrey, though, and let me tell you why. It's compelling. Because Elon,
Stakes,
no
baby.
Digimon is going to pair with him ever.
Well, that's the tragedy that we learn in season two, is that Elon does have a Digimon partner, but he rejected the Digimon partner and treats the Digimon partner very poorly. Yes.
Making a good
it's
point.
It's horrible.
Yeah. Wow.
Digimon,
I don't know. This is kind of making
monsters.
Me think towards Audrey, the fact that Elon is going to be against having a strategic Digimon reserve. He's going to start talking immediately about we could make. I don't know how to do an Elon voice, but I'll just.
You don't know how to do an Elon. You just kind of talk low and fast.
We could make a our own Digimon if we to go to Mars and some lithium, a whole bunch of lithium.
I wish these Digimon would stop being psychos.
I haven't done anything to upset the Digimon, and then you find
right to specifically antagonize the Digimon.
Yeah, Elon Musk has been specifically antagonizing the Digimon for 20 years, since well before the rest of us knew about the Digiverse.
before we even knew what PayPal was, he's been fucking with Digimon. Yeah, I got it.
That was actually what inspired him to get into finance, payment schemes online, was his experience exploiting the Digimon. but both of these are pretty compelling. My next question is this one might be a little bit tricky. Are the protagonists of Digimon traditionalists or revolutionaries? Would they join or fight the Birchers?
Oh, see, that's actually kind of difficult. I wonder if there would be a schism among the chosen children, because this is something that happens in the first season, is there is a number of times in which they break off and go their own way for a time and have their own little side stories.
They arrived on John Birch Island in the Digiverse. And you know, it's causing a schism. So which could end up going here?
Brother against brother, you know what I mean? It could end up like maybe TK wants to join the revolution because we know at one point he does have an AK-47 in his hands. So he's ready to rock and roll to win the day. But his brother Matt is a little more conservative and so decides that he wants to try to defend. Like I could see there being a breakdown of unity. But then it would take a greater enemy to unite them once again.
Okay.
That sounds good. That sounds reasonable. A good answer. Yeah.
Let's break this down at the top level then. It's you're thinking Matt might go conservative, because it's really Matt and Ty are gonna excise.
Seems
like it's a,
like Marvel.
Like they're gonna draft. War. Yeah, they're gonna draft them.
Digimon Civil War. I got it.
So Matt's gonna be like, we gotta preserve the traditions of the digital world.
Mm-hmm. He's gonna probably with their allies in like Andromon and Centaurumon, they're gonna work to preserve a more traditional way of Digilife. But then you've got people like Elecmon, who's particularly interested in like childcare, and it's not, you know, valued under like a conservative regime. It's hard to get funding for things like that, and so he's gonna join with TK, and probably I'll say Kari and Sora in fighting against the more conservative elements of digiculture.
Okay. What about, where's Mimi fall on this?
Oh, Mimi is at brunch. Mimi is enjoying a mimosa.
Oh, Mimi's a lib?
Mimi's a lib.
Mimi's a lib.
Okay, are all Digimon going to be considered immigrants in the United States because they come from the digital world? Are sort of products of a cultural, philosophical identities and ideas to some extent. So would some of them get some kind of, you know, would they be given some kind of a birthright type citizenship, or are all of them, again, it's, every Digimon is an immigrant and must apply for citizenship or residency?
It could be argued that since the first time that computers were connected over any span, like any distance, that was in the United States.
Okay.
Right?
Correct.
Uh-huh. So the digital world formed in the sort of spaces between computers, right? And the first place that existed
was the U.S.
was in the United States. And I think all Digimon would then have birthright citizenship.
Oh, so what I'm hearing is the Digiverse is getting renamed to the Digimericaverse.
Digimerica.
Digimerica immediately.
I just wanted to add clarification because some people mess this up. Yes, the World Wide Web was Europe, but that was a development of the internet, which, America, actually. We, USA, we got the internet. You did the World Wide Web, we did the internet. I just wanted to add that clarification.
We had Fair enough, yeah. Here first, which stands.
That's
for
what
like,
I'm talking
USA,
about. Yeah,
USA.
Something I don't know, but it was a
DORPA.
DORPA.
your DORPA. Your DORPA, Kennedy.
In this case, I think Actually, now though, that means I'm leaning back towards Brandon earlier. We're building this strategic digi reserve.
Anti-persuasion.
Hiring the Digiverse to be a part of America right away. Yeah. And saying this is ours. We'll go to war over.
Now whether the Digimon have voting rights is a whole new story.
Like, that's true.
Digiverse is a territory. Yeah. Sure.
Does the digital world get a senator, two senators, and some reps? Do they get representation in Congress?
Or because arguably, I mean, the digital, there's several different like islands that are all.
Yeah, there's File Island. There's the continent server.
Yeah.
Well, are the Digimon going to really agitate for their right to vote? Because we haven't let DC vote. I mean, make new states. There's a lot of gridlock.
Okay, but I'm just going to point out that Washington and DC and Puerto Rico have never tried a 50-foot tall fire-breathing dragon.
True. That's what I'm talking about.
If Washington, DC had a 50-foot tall fire-breathing dragon, January 6th would have never happened. It would
That's
never
also very
have
true.
Happened.
I want to be clear that I'm definitely not victim blaming anyone for not having a 50-foot tall fire-breathing dragon, but I am just merely saying that I think Americans would instantly respect that.
Yes.
I think that would instantly grab the attention of Americans if a 50-foot tall fire-breathing dragon was like, I want to vote, and was like burning down a building. I think that would instantly gravitate towards that.
Absolutely.
Just this fucking Bara dinosaur with armor on his four limbs is just like, where's my ballot?
And you're watching bullets just bounce off of him.
Here's your ballot. Please don't kill me. Take your ballot. Like, please take your ballot.
Dinosaur, and it's doing nothing.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's great.
Do we think that Digimon would get the right to vote in time? They wouldn't get the right to vote instantly.
But it would be the women's suffrage movement. There would
be.
Gotta
earn it
okay,
force.
That's what I was thinking.
Exactly. There would be post office bombings, but they wouldn't have to build the bombs. They would just go Hornbuster, and then the fucking post office would explode.
And it would be something where cities and states would give it first, like Montana gave women the right to vote, and then they had the first woman House representative, and she was the one who gave the legislation for the amendment that gave all women the right to vote. It would be a gradual process.
What would be the first state that would give Digimon the right to vote in this scenario where
Nevada?
Where...
Nevada was also my first choice.
Nevada supremacy. I grew up in Las Vegas, baby. Nevada supremacy. Yeah.
I was briefly thinking about Massachusetts as a close second.
Yeah. Yeah.
It would be my home. It would be Vegas, baby. My home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nevada.
It's the most
right
Tamagotchi oriented state, I think.
Nevada people are winning, baby.
Yeah.
I think it would probably be like Nevada and Oregon and New Mexico. Mm-hmm. And then California would be like, oh, I guess progressive states are doing this.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They probably hold out. They wait for Washington.
Yeah.
Massachusetts is somewhere in this top 5, 6, 7.
In this scenario, is Gruesome Gavin the governor?
Everyone else is doing this. Say what?
In this scenario, is Gruesome Gavin the governor of California?
He's almost done. He's got a few months left. He's got free hand to do whatever he truly wants. He's a lame duck.
I want to believe in his heart he would ally with Devimon. I think it's no good what's going on over there.
I think California would be like sixth.
Yeah.
I think it would be like you'd have like five other states go first. Boston or Massachusetts number five because they're like, we want to be the first East Coast state to do it.
Yeah.
And then California, it bounces back because California is like, fuck, the East Coast is starting to do it.
Yeah.
We're going to look
behind.
We're going to look like dipshits if we don't do this right now.
Yeah. If we don't encourage Bergeron to vote, we're going to look like jackasses.
Okay, now let's assume that Digimon aren't out in the open.
Okay.
Let's go back to, let's take a step back, because we were first kind of assuming that, we were kind of joking that there would be people that knew about it before it's publicly announced. Let's go back to when, before it's in the out in the open.
When we're would in Digimon, Digimon Ask Digimon Tell.
Yeah.
Back in time.
Would Digimon be a left or right wing conspiracy?
Oh, shit. Oh, my God. I have, wow. Okay. I'm thinking that it would be like, I'm trying to link this to like anti-vaxxers and shit, because it's like people seeing shit in the computer. You know what I mean? It's people who are like, you know, it's like they saw Bonzi Buddy and they're like, he's alive and real. He's in the computer. He's evolving.
Yeah, this
I'm going left wing. It's gonna be left wing conspiracy.
Yeah, I lean towards left wing only because. I also, it's a little more creative because almost everything is a right-wing conspiracy. I could just see a big left-wing conspiracy contingent for Digimon being a tool of social control, or it to be something that scrambles your brain and gives you cancer. You hug one of these little animal, or it's bad for the environment. There would just be the same the RFK wing of the left. Be stirred up about Digimon, I think.
You know, every time you hang out with your little digital friend there, an entire swimming pool's worth of clean water.
All I'm saying is, are Digimon on 5G?
Yeah, see, exactly.
Ooh, and I don't. Now I'm swinging back towards right wing, actually. The cell phone towers. And
yeah, the transmission of the digital monsters.
The Digimon are literally 5G made real. You know how they make anime real? They made 5G real, and there's Digimon
walking
around. I can't
believe they made 5G real.
They made 5G real.
And then the right wing would latch on specifically to shit like Myotismon and Devimon. And Malomyotismon and Edamon, who is like Elvis for some reason in the English dub. And they would latch onto these evil Digimon, and they would be like, that's all there is. But then there would be, you know, the Digimon rights movement, and then, you know, things move forward as the good Digimon came out of the digital world and came out of the shadows.
Yeah, there would be speeches about how when they send them from the digital world,
they're not setting their best.
I hate this podcast so much. I hate
they
this.
Bring virus types, they bring
so much. Yeah,
they bring crimson lightning, they bring they bring giant novelty sized syringes that shoot out of a little guy who looks like a bowling ball with wings.
A little guy I like to call the bowling ball with wings.
Check out Demi Devimon. Take a look at Demi Devimon. Look at this character design.
Demi.
Yeah, like DemiDevimon.
Oh, yeah, no. Every word you said is the truth.
That's a bowling ball.
That's a bowling ball.
That's a damn bowling ball.
What would Digimon Truthers be called?
I think the first ones would be the Digidestined.
My God, that was better than anything we came up with, and we were brainstorming.
I mean, Digitruthers seems maybe too obvious, or maybe it's the right amount of obvious. If you were to say, "Look up digitruth.info" or something like that on a bumper sticker, you know what you're in for.
Digimon,
can we register that site real quick?
Maybe, I don't know.
Oh shit. Wow. What would they, cause it's like there's the technology aspect of it. There's the Tamagotchi of it all. There's
not become a main wart. Tamagotchi.
I am taking Tamagotchi into the world. No! I am carrying this in my heart. You have given me such a gift today. And I thank you for that. And I will thank you for all my days.
This is my dazed and confused NPC. I'm enemy. No, I'm dazed and confused. Continue. But I'm going to be dazed and confused to those watching video.
Yeah, digital warriors. They'd call themselves digital warriors.
Oh, okay, that one makes sense. That one is warriors.
I was also gonna go with, I would think there would be a branch that would call themselves the Digimen.
Let's see what you've done. I like it. I see what you've done with the place.
Andrew Tate would be a Digimen.
Yeah, Andrew Tate is a Digimen. In spite of it, you know, of course, comes out later that he distanced himself from his Digimon partner, and you know,
yeah,
obvious. Like, and nobody cares about that when it comes out.
But he claims he wants rights for Digimon whenever asked.
Yeah,
what a fella. Okay, so in our world, the Digiverse is created directly by the John Birch Society.
Okay.
So when seven champions get sucked into the Digiverse, they have to be politicians from our world.
Well, that's
brutal. So
I would never want my friends to be politicians.
I want us to come up with seven champions.
Oh God, are they anywhere from history or current day?
I'm going to say since the time of the John Birch Society. So John Birch Society is founded roughly beginning of 1960.
Okay.
So no Abraham Lincoln.
Slightly before that, but we'll just say for the purposes of thinking of political figures, just think 1960 onwards.
Right. Okay. Now, do they have to be like sitting politicians? Could they be candidates? Could they be like just analysts, like people adjacent to politics?
They need to have done something meaningful for American politics. So if you can make a good case that this person ran and did not win, like you could probably make a compelling case that Ralph Nader
could
get sucked into the Digiverse in this scenario to fight the John Birch Digiverse.
Yeah. Osborne.
The standard we often use is that they have to have won a election, but I think let's lower this standard. They just have to be relevant.
Yeah, if you can make a case that they have influenced American politics.
All right, let's think
about it. I mean, in some small way, I was going to say Izzy would be Will Stancil, because he's a fucking nerd.
Oh my God.
All right. That's what we're using our number one draft pick on. Will Stancil.
Are we really?
This is what your life has put you down to. Your life choices have led you here. You can revert to your last save point, or you can continue.
On what Will Stancil's spirit monster creature thing would be.
Spreadsheet or something.
This is his Digimon. This is Will Stancil's Digimon.
It's just the number going down.
Yep.
No, it's turned around, so it looks like the number's going up.
Yeah.
Oh shit!
Okay, who would be the leader? You're the guest. You choose the role.
I'm saying like the gallant, you know, like courageous kind of leader figure. I'm gonna get so fucking roasted. That's gotta be somebody like a JFK, right?
Maybe.
You know what I'm saying?
You know, I have an
optimistic.
We've all got a little room to get our own picks on here. Mm-hmm. I actually think Barry Goldwater should be one of the people, because he didn't like them. They butted heads as time went on
with the John Birch Society. Cool.
He was a conservative who thought that the influence of religion and conspiracy theories would eventually take over the Republican Party, and he was right. So give him a chance to go back and get digital and stop this shit from going down.
I feel like his Digimon would be like a marble statue.
Yeah.
Classic Mon.
Yeah.
Return Mon.
I'm gonna put him in like the crest of reliability zone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's that's perfect. Who do those people felt most threatened by? Who got us closest to a one world government? Almost no one.
I don't know, but I think a good draft pick.
Yeah.
In terms of not for the same reasons, but who do they feel threatened by? This one works for. Would be Ilhan Omar.
Yeah.
She needs a Digimon.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I feel like she would have like a sea creature of some kind.
Okay.
I don't know. Does anyone vibe with that?
I think that's fine.
Yeah,
I think that's
very good.
Like she would have like a sea dragon or something.
Yeah, like a Betamon that digivolves into like a Seadramon.
Yeah.
Should we give Jesse Ventura a Digimon?
Absolutely. Nannymon.
Digimon. We counted. We did. Even though I hated it, we counted Will Stancil
in the team. Yeah.
So Will Stancil's in the team.
Let's reach out, Will Stancil.
We need a new world office.
We didn't count JFK yet.
It's JFK.
Barry Goldwater.
Yeah.
Ilhan Omar.
Yeah.
Maybe Crest of Hope. Crest of Hope for Ilhan Omar. I think.
Reliability
for Goldwater.
Crest of
knowledge,
statistics.
The crest of self suck.
The crest of narcissism.
Oh god, that leaves us crest of knowledge.
Yeah, crest of knowledge. I get that's
hilarious.
No, I can't do that.
But there you go.
No. We got to give him something else.
Okay.
Crest of knowledge.
Stancil has. Yeah, well, that's the Izzy comp is Crest of Knowledge.
He doesn't have to be good at his role. He just
that's
has
true. Maybe he's like a shitty version of like a Digidestined.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look at this Will Stancil chart.
All right.
We were just tagging in someone good before I started writing him down. Oh Jesse God. Ventura.
Yeah.
Yes. Maybe he'd have a different. Maybe it would be like the Crest of Might. You know. Maybe this has like maybe the American Digidestined have like a different set of crests.
Yeah, in fact, okay, Will Stancil has the crest of I've got it.
Yeah.
This is perfect for both him and the American version. He's got the crest of certainty.
Yes, ooh. Absolutely. Yeah. I'll give Stancil that.
Now you're cooking, goddamn.
I will give Won't Stancil that, as I call him.
Jesse Ventura, yeah, I agree. He's got the crest
of my
juice.
Crest of juice.
I don't want to hear about the crest of juice. I do not want to hear about
the crest of that fucking juice.
Oh no, I don't. I gave you one job to not mention the crest of juice.
I don't know. I think he's got the crest of juice.
Yeah, I think it's the crest of juice.
I'm looking at these notes and you put the crest of juice
what kind
and then
of creature
again
is this with the crest of juice.
Huh.
And then what kind of juiced up creature does
Nannymon? Nannymon. There's already a Digimon for this. Another bowling ball creature. It's one of those character designs that's like a head. It's one of those character designs that's like a head with arms and legs sticking out of it, but it looks like a fucking biker. Like it's got like the biker chops and shit.
We make fun of Pokemon for the keyring Pokemon
Oh, yeah.
But you have at least two bowling balls. Like
So many bowling balls.
Why do you have so many bowling balls in your franchise?
Because it's important. It's important. It's representation for all the bowling ball kids out there.
I mean, wow. Okay, I guess, you know what? I can't argue with that. I'm sorry for being so judgmental. I'm sorry for my ignorance. Let's continue on with all these stupid crests.
I've got a strange choice. But when you think about it, Joshua Collins should be in the digital world. This Josh for Congress had shitposting power before ChatGPT existed and was just unstoppable as a poster. You remember the socialist trucker?
He's so far disgraced though now.
Oh, what? Oh, did he do something to get super canceled?
He's just been. I don't know about super canceled. He's definitely at least semi canceled.
Who's the most ferocious and a nonstop poster that's available? Because who can keep up with the frequency?
Drill.
World.
Drill.
Okay, I'm looking
you
at
know you. What? Drill. Drill.
You're the only one. I'm judging you, Drill. I'm judging you, Audrey.
You called me Drill. Damn.
Yeah. Well, I guess
actually,
you're Drill
wait,
now.
Wait. I've got. Hold on. This is. You're all gonna agree with me on this.
Okay.
Tina Turner.
Yeah. All right.
Tina Turner. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yes.
All right.
Bonus.
Yeah. We need a no lifer.
Bonus character. There is an aged mentor character, Jedi, who sort of like pops in every once in a while and gives the kids wisdom and guidance.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But is kind of a doofus on a couple issues and like is. You know, sometimes easy to disagree with on key issues, and I'm gonna go with Bernie Sanders for Jedi.
That's harsh but fair. That's pretty real.
Is Bernie in the core seven?
No, he's okay. Jedi.
He's Jedi. Yeah, he's the mentor.
He's the mentor.
Fine. Good.
He's the Zordon of.
Yeah. Right.
Yes. Yes. He gets a cool braid. He gets to have a cool braid like a Jedi.
50% of Digimon belong to 80 people in the world. We have to fix this.
Yeah.
What crest are we giving Nina Turner?
The crest of tenacity.
Oh yeah.
All right, tenacity. What kind of creature is this?
Oh, I'm thinking like some, like a thorny bush creature, you know what I'm saying? Like some kind of like plant creature that's like thorny on the outside, but with a heart of gold, maybe? With a heart of gold?
Some sort of cactus-based digital.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm thinking shrubbier than a cactus, because like this is the rookie form.
Right. Yeah, like a little rose bush.
Yeah.
Is there anyone from the establishment world of politics? We have a lot of outsiders here.
That's true.
Maybe that's
what
we want. Do we want someone who has a more authoritative figure to say?
Yeah.
I can think of someone who's a little bit more of an insider.
You got
Tim Walz.
Tim Walz.
He would have like a football. Football Digimon.
Yeah,
a
helmet mostly.
It's just a helmet. It's just a football helmet with arms and legs.
Well, there's a little set of shoulder pads underneath, but the set of shoulder pads is like way too small for the size of the
helmet. Yeah.
Arms and legs
coming straight out of the shoulder pads with no body.
Crest of getting it. The crest of getting some. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No, I think you have to give Tim Walz the crest of friendship, actually. He's from the
Midwest. Okay, yeah, no, that's good. That's good.
Yeah, he's from Minnesota.
I love that. That's
we
perfect.
One more champion.
Fun fact on Tim Walz.
One more.
When Tim Walz got into Congress, he won an upset election.
He's the tie of this group, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Give him back to me. Give me who we got so far.
All right, so we've got Jesse Ventura, who I'm declaring the tie of this group. Right away.
Yeah.
We've got Barry Goldwater, who I'm declaring the Matt of this group right away.
Okay. Yeah.
We've got Will Stansel, who's our Izzy. We've got Ilhan Omar. We've got Nina Turner. We've got Tim Walz. So we need one more person to tie the room together. Doesn't
that we need a hapless baby who needs to be protected. We need a TK.
TK. Right. Donkey
who's
Kong.
Against misinformation. But every time they try it, we're like, misinformation's just going to win.
The Democrats? Like all of them?
Every Democrat?
Yeah, we can do a lot of people for this.
Poor innocent babies.
Buttigieg, Elizabeth Warren. Like a lot of people are going to actually.
Shit, something in me wants to say a chaos pick and be like Matt Gaetz.
You know what? That's the funniest option. Therefore, it is the right option. That is the funniest option. Yeah, yeah. Let's go ahead.
Punchable ass face. Yeah.
Maybe we need. Yeah, maybe we need a chaos pick. I don't know about him though, because he's not.
He's. It's no good.
I don't know if I don't. I just don't know if Gates is good for team chemistry. I think everybody.
Oh yeah, he's.
Stansel is going to look down on Gates.
Yeah, yeah.
Really, Will Stansel, if Will Stansel isn't the butt monkey of your group, you've got too many butt monkeys.
Yeah, he should be the punching bag. What are you talking about?
One more. Oh God. Rand Paul.
Why are you doing this? John Fetterman.
Okay, yeah, Fetterman. No, that's perfect. That's perfect.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, John Fetterman.
John Fetterman's the hapless baby.
Why do I do this podcast? Why do I do this? Okay, yeah, John Fetterman, sure. Fetterman with Nina Turner. Both teamed up together. There's nothing that could one thing that could go wrong.
You need internecine conflict among the Digidestined. This is a thing that happens.
He gets the crest of the military industrial complex.
Yeah.
Of
Yeah, perfect.
Fuck yeah.
I
really think Jesse drags this team to victory.
Let's move on.
He's
gonna
do everything in his power.
I think the team together works, but not right away. I think you're looking at I don't know how many episodes are in a season of an anime. Like
52 episodes a season.
Yeah, you're looking at a 52 episode journey with this group.
I'm into One Piece, so I assume all anime have over 1,100 episodes. So like all anime have that, right?
John's getting close. Digimon, by the way, in my mind, is a sentient hoodie. With an anti-Arab sentiment written on it.
That is a stance. That's not a Digimon, Kennedy. That is just a stand. That is a straight-up stand.
No, because this has a face, and it follows him around like, doo-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo.
Lumbers around behind him. It's way too big for a rookie, and it just lumbers around behind him.
I feel the interference of
sleeves. Really long sleeves.
I feel like some very long sleeves are touching me. This must be the work of an enemy stand. Move on, please.
Well, I'm pleased to say we voted.
We've done our duty.
Yes!
We voted. Yay! We did it.
We voted.
We've done our duty. We have fulfilled our civic obligations here today. On this podcast, all of you listeners have done your civic obligations as well. Thank you for voting along with us. Audrey, where can people vote for you?
You can vote for me anywhere you find your podcast. Check out Radio Free Tote Bag, the show about relationships with the heartfelt relationship advice and the goofy jokes. You can also check out my other podcast related to the topic of this episode of this podcast, Data Transfer. Anywhere you find your podcasts, and I'm on Patreon for both of those, patreon.com/RFDB and patreon.com/datatransfer.
I just voted for you.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Go out there and cast some votes for Radio Free Tote Bag and Data Transfer and other good things, listeners.
And be sure to review, you know, don't just vote. Answer the exit survey, too. That definitely helps make the shows work.
Yeah, it keeps democracy moving or something.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time. Bye.